Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. Today's movement snack is actually part of a challenge that I'd love for you to join me in. So each year around Thanksgiving, we do a Planksgiving challenge. And all this is actually this year we're just doing it from today until Thanksgiving. And it is a challenge for you to practice planking for the next week. You know, it can take maybe up to 2 minutes of your time. I'm going to be talking about form, tips in regards to planks, modifications that you can do, and then small little workouts that you can do to help you get stronger and challenge yourself. So why should you do a plank? A plank is one of the most effective body weight exercises that you can do when you are doing it correctly. When you hold a plank, you are engaging almost every muscle in the body. So all of your muscles get involved with this, but you mostly will be engaging your core. When we discuss core, I want you to make sure that you don't think just abs. Core is that whole center of your body, from your shoulders, your abs, your glutes, all the muscles within your pelvis, and your back. So all of those muscles are what you are engaging when you work in plank. Core muscles are used in your everyday movement, and they help protect your spinal column, as well as help to prevent injuries and can help with posture and balance, along with pelvic floor. Proper plank form is going to take practice. And I want to make sure that you head to our FormFit Mom community if you are interested in taking part in this challenge, and also to make sure that you are doing a plank correctly. Because there are a few things that I see that occur with planking. When we plank, a lot of people drop their hips, so they end up with this sway back. And that is actually going to put a lot of tension on your low back and not as much work within your core. So we've got to work on getting out of that position, and I can provide you with some cues to help, but one of the greatest things you can do is take a picture of yourself when doing it and see what you look like and compare it to one of the pictures I'm going to post in our FormFit Mom community, and look at yourself and then look at me and see where you differ. The other thing that I notice a lot of people do, myself included, and it was honestly me taking pictures of myself when I noticed it. I did not notice it when I was doing it, but when I looked at the picture, I was like, I'm doing that. It is this pressing up through that upper back, and you get this slightly rounded. Some people exaggerate it. Some people have a bigger round in their upper back, and some people have a slight one. And this is, if you've listen to any of my other movement snacks, I talk about rib gripping. This is where you press down through that upper torso and those ribs are gripping down, which is working the upper abs, but can create pressure down into the pelvic floor. So not recommended to do. And it can create belly pooch. It can create in some incontinence, pelvic floor prolapse, depending on how much pressure system is being created within it. So another thing to pay attention to, are you one who does that? If you look in the mirror and you see some definition in your upper abs, but you've got a belly pooch, then you most definitely are a rib gripper. And definitely join the community so I can talk you through this. I have videos and explanations, and I can work with you on this, or you're welcome to join our Mom Posture Fix program. Those are two of the most common mistakes that I see when it comes to planks. And once you get your plank form correct, once you get it down, whether you're starting up on a wall, that's where I recommend everybody get started to ensure that you are doing it properly. And then you start to bring it down to the floor. The other thing is, let's not go for, let's see how long we can hold plank. Over the years, I may have done this and I cringe to think about how I used to do this for challenges within our programs, but anything usually above a minute is just doing a disservice to you. Some people would say 2 minutes is about the max you'll want to hold a plank, but I honestly feel like once you go beyond a minute, you start to degrade your form. So something is going to start to lack. So I would say just go for a minute. And if you do it properly and you work through different exercises, you can go 10 second hold or 20 second hold, bring it down, reset, go back up, 20 second hold, go down, reset. You can do that for 2 minutes, and you will get a greater result than trying to hold it for 2 minutes. So that's my recommendation in regards to length of time that you would want to hold it. Oh, the other thing, sorry, if you deal with diastasis recti or split abs, or you don't know what that is, I have some videos I will post in the Form Fit Mom community, or I will also put a direct link in the show notes for how you can check to see if you have diastasis recti, also known as split abs, or also known as that mommy belly pooch. If you have this, we need to move with planks slowly, because this has to do with how you are breathing and how you are holding pressure within your core. And we need to make sure we fix that and work within that prior to moving into plank. Does it mean you can never plank? No. You just have to make sure you have control of the pressure within your system prior to doing plank. Can people with diastasis recti or split abs practice planks? Why, yes, they can, if they can control their pressure system in plank. So that is what I'm going to say in regards to that. And I do have a Core Connection program coming up very soon that's going to help you through all of this and help you with pressure systems. But right now, I do have information if you want to test yourself, see if you have diastasis recti. You're welcome to go to the show notes. I will put a YouTube link for that. And then also, if you want to join us in our Planksgiving challenge, make sure to join us in the Form Fit Mom community. I will also put a direct link in the show notes, or you can reach out to me if you're struggling with figuring out where it is. Just reach out to me and I will help you. And this starts today. So join in today. And each day I'm going to provide you with a little challenge that you can do for yourself, 7 days of planks leading up to Thanksgiving. I hope you all take this time. Move more the rest of this week, whether you join us in the Planksgiving Challenge or just go out for a walk every day. My goal is to help you move more throughout your every day. Now, if you happen to be listening to this after the week before Thanksgiving, no worries. You can still join us in our community. Each month we have some sort of challenge, whether it be alignment style or exercises or workouts, things like that. So anytime, join us in the Form Fit Mom community. We usually do 5-day boot camps for you where you can join us in some added fun. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.